doctors and say, well, what about CBD, doc? And yeah. then the doc would say, well, you know, this, I don't really know. Now they go to the doctor and say, doc, I'm trying CBD. It's working, and this is what it's helping with. So enough of that grassroots effort has happened that the doctors are prescribing and sending people to us now. We get referrals from doctors, dozens a month. And because it's just made a complete shift because there is no real side effect.
Welcome to the Miracle Plant Podcast, the show that inspires, promotes, and gives you a daily dose of inspiration from the people who have used cannabis to change their lives in extraordinary ways. Here's your host, Justin Benton.
Welcome to the Ask Dr. Bunny Show. I'm Dr. Bunny Vreeland, and I'm on the phone today with Justin Benton. Justin has a story about his son and how his son got better through the miracle plant. So, Justin, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And I'd love to hear the story because you said it's amazing and it changed the way that your whole family lives now. Can you tell us the story?
Absolutely. So we got the news about 5 or 6 years ago that no parent would ever want to get, which was a severe diagnosis. On the spectrum, his diagnosis was a neurological ailment or disorder called autism or spectrum disorder.
Autism, I know
and
it well.
We were young. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We were very confused and scared and living in fear. And we started researching Dr. Google and going to different research and doctors that we could talk to and trying many different methods. There wasn't much research out there 5 or 6 years ago when it came to autism. There's really been a spike in autism in the last, 5 or 10 years.
Yeah.
I did some research and I came across Dr. Raphael Meshulam from Israel.
Ah.
I'd done some research in the 70s. With children with epilepsy and seizures, and that there was this CBD from the cannabis plant that was helping them. And so we were trying everything.
Right.
And
how old was your son at the time? How old was he?
2.5 years old.
Oh, wow.
2.5.
Okay, so he was very
and
young.
So by this time he was about 3 or 3.5 when I came across this research. And so I figured, well, if the CBD was helping with a neurological disorder like seizures with children, then why couldn't it help with a neurological disorder like autism? And so we grew some cannabis plants. I was already had a green thumb. I had raised holistically. I understood plant-based medicine. And so I just grew some. And then I did a real simple cold extraction. Just like orange juice or making olive oil or lavender oil. Mm. And I made it into a little tincture. And so we were out at the Underwood Farms out here in Southern California.
Right.
A little hay rack ride.
My son was
3.5 and having a tantrum, hiding under a bench, just overwhelmed. And I took out a tincture and my wife gave it to him orally. 5 minutes later, he's out picking pumpkins with his sister. The grandparents are there, aunts and uncles. And everybody was like, what was that? What did you give him?
Wow.
And that was kind of our eureka moment when we said we're really onto something. If you fast forward 5 years, we were featured last year in American Endocannabinoid Medicine Journal out of Columbia University with his whole story from going on a severe diagnosis on autism, which is non-communicative, nonverbal, really kind of in his own isolated world, to all the way to fully functioning neurotypical off the spectrum scale. And so it's been an amazing story, an amazing journey for us. We started an organization to pay it forward, to help other families affected by autism, to give them education, to give them hope, to show them videos, and even try some of the products, the exact same products that work for our family, for their family, for free. And we ship them around the country and around the world for free.
Oh, my gosh. You gave me the condensed version, but I know there's more. So how old is your son now?
He's 8. He just turned 8 last month.
And how's he doing?
Great. He's going to go into third grade, and he goes to school with his two sisters now, and healthy and happy, and he wouldn't know there was anything ever wrong. He's just a sweet kid, and it's happy. It's a great happy ending.
Truly amazing. So when you were, when he was diagnosed, back when he was two and a half, what was that like for you? Well, you and your wife, were you devastated? Were you horrified? I mean, what was the feeling for you?
Well, I mean, it was overwhelmed. Totally crushed, scared. Felt, you know, like it felt like a life sentence. You know, was your child going to be able to take care of themselves? You don't have any idea what to do. And there's no one who prepares you for the hearing that kind of news. And there just wasn't much research out there. At the time, autism was kind of like, well, you're just going to have to ride with it, ride it out. And so, fortunately, I was raised, like I said, holistically. My mom was way into plant-based medicine, and she was a flower child of the 60s, and so we didn't give in. Also, she was a 40-year school psychologist specializing with children with special needs, so that didn't hurt either.
I was going to say, but that helped.
So we definitely lucked out with Grandma. She came out here right away, and we got to work, but even she hadn't heard of the power of this miracle plant, this hemp/cannabis plant before, and she was skeptical, but when we started showing her, and she tracked everything. Everything's researched and documented in the Endocannabinoid Journal. And she's been blown away, too. It's actually changed her life as well. So she's actually now on the organization as the head of research and development, and she's out there giving talks. And she's, a part of the Holistic Chamber of Commerce as well, out here in Ventura, California, too.
What is her name?
Janet Benton Gaylord.
Okay, great. Yeah, I will make an effort to interview her as well, because this is a great story, and I'm sure that there's millions of families that can be benefited by your story. So tell me again the publication that you were focused in.
So it's the and I can give you send you a link that's put in the show notes or whatever. But
I would
the
love
American.
That.
Yeah, Journal of Endocannabinoid Medicine.
Perfect.
It's a mouthful.
It is. It is. But hey, it's worth it. So, okay, two questions. Number one, the way that marijuana and hemp and all of the medical issues around, marijuana. I mean, when I was growing up, marijuana was the devil's weed. And it's completely turned around. I mean, I'm like your mother. I was a hippie chick when I, during those days.
Mm-hmm.
So, and today, it's like there's a dispensary on every street. So how has that affected the medical situation, the medical, the medical field, if you want to say it that way, in the way that we do business and the way that we do medicine?
Well, it's been an incredible journey. 2014 was the first time they passed what's called the Farm Bill, which allowed farmers to start growing hemp for market research. And at that, it was the exact same time when my son was diagnosed.
Wow.
So I was able to grow hemp at the same time legally, and also we're here in California, so we have personal growing availability too. So I didn't have to jump through hoops. Some families moved to Colorado because they knew that they could do it.
Right, I remember that.
The amazing thing is that the doctors have come so far in the last 2 or 3 years. I'm telling you, I would talk to doctors 2 or 3 years ago about our story, about our products, and it was just a brick wall.
Yeah.
And it was not enough research and this, that, and the other. And because they don't teach any of the doctors anything about the endocannabinoid system, which is in every body, every mammal that's set up to receive cannabinoids like CBD. And our body actually makes CBD naturally. And when our body makes it, it's called 2-AG. It's a very long word. And so now that all these people would go to their doctors and say, well, what about CBD, doc? And then the doc would say, well, this, I don't really know. Now they go to the doctor and say, "Doc, I'm trying CBD. It's working, and this is what it's helping with." So enough of that grassroots effort has happened that the doctors are prescribing and sending people to us now. We get referrals from doctors dozens a month, and because it's just made a complete shift because there is no real side effects.
No.
It's just a plant. And there's people that, you know, the only thing about the cannabis plant is you have to watch out for the THC.
Right.
So hemp has trace amounts of THC, less than 0.3%. You'll get more than that walking down the sidewalks in California these days. And so you won't get high.
Oh, darn.
And everything else in the plant will get you healthy. And all of our products are made whole plants, holistically, and also cold pressed. So 99% of the other companies out there, they're heating and decarboxylating and processing and isolating and doing all these things to pull out just the heated up processed CBD. Well, not us. The plant's made up of over 500 parts. And CBD is a really great part, but so are the flavonoids and the terpenes and the other cannabinoids and the amino acids and the fatty acids. So we leave it exactly as Mother Nature meant for it to be grown. We keep it raw, just like juicing, and the effects that we've seen with our family and thousands of other families across the world is undeniable. There's plenty of research out there that shows our way is the best way for our body to interpret and consume it, but we always say proof's in the pudding. Try it for yourself. And see how it can help you.
So how are you consuming this? Is this something you said it's like juicing, but you don't really drink it, right?
No, so it's an oil mostly. So there's oils and topicals. Oils you put under the tongue for 5 to 7 minutes, long-term sublingual, or a topical you would rub on, whether there's pain or a skin irritation.
Got it.
And that's it. We have some other methods that we're planning on coming out with, but there's some FDA things that we have to kind of wait for to unveil. But basically, under the tongue is the best way, especially if you have chronic pain, chronic anxiety, major sleep issues, or a major autoimmune disease like autism, or even cancer, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's. We hear incredible stories all the time with how this plant, remember, creates something our body creates naturally, which is CBD,
right,
amongst other things, and it just helps our body find homeostasis. It's not a silver bullet. It sets our body up for true north and allows our body to heal itself, just like getting a good night's sleep, eating well, thinking well, you know,
taking care of your body,
drinking lots of water,
and lots of water, hydrating. You know, it truly is amazing, and I've watched the way that all of this has transpired over the last few years, and I have seen incredible results with CBD. It's just to me, it's a miracle. So, my next question is, do you have a business that's called something? Do you make this yourself, or do you have a company that? How does this work for you?
Mm-hmm. So we have an organization that we set up in the very beginning, 101, like the highway, CBD.org, and that's a website. We're also 101hemp.org, but most people find us through 101cbd.org. And we make all the products ourselves. We start with little seeds that we plant in the ground and nurture them into full-blown plants. And then we harvest them, and then we extract them, and then we process the, you know, formulation and everything like that. And then we put them on the shelves. So we have a store in Ventura off T-Word by Social Tap. We have one up in Ojai. We have another one in Denver and a couple other locations across the country. And we give amazing compassionate discounts for any severe or complex ailments. Mm-hmm. And we just, it's just so cool to be part of the solution, because right now so many people are high anxiety and high stress, and this product really brings a lot of relief to a lot of people.
Especially with this whole COVID scare. And we could talk about that. We could talk about that for hours, too.
Uh-huh.
So have you had success with people who have contracted COVID?
Well, yes.
Okay.
So another thing that CBD does is that it regulates the immune system.
Yeah. It's all about the immune system.
If you contract COVID, the problem is these psyching storms, and they basically get our body all whipped up, and our immune system actually overreacts. So that's where the inflammation and the water and the pneumonia and the real danger comes. Well, CBD, again, as a modulator, as a regulator of the immune system, would actually pull the immune system back again to that homeostasis, that true north. So there's research out of Israel and Canada showing that it's like a 70% success rate with people that have are taking CBD and seeing their symptoms, you know, drastically improve. So, again, because we're in the USA, everything has to go through the FDA, which is set up for billion-dollar big pharma companies.
Yeah.
We don't. It's really hard for us to do sanctioned research here in the U.S., other than thousands of people telling you their story, or millions in some cases, or you do it in other countries like Canada and New Zealand and Israel.
But you're right here in Ventura County, correct?
You bet. Yeah, I live here in Ventura. We have our home base corporation is here in Ventura County.
And where are your growing fields? Are they all over?
Ventura County.
Okay.
So far, we've only used Ventura County.
All right.
Have a couple farmers that we grow with.
Okay.
And then, since we've opened another store in Colorado, we're planning on sourcing from the local farmers and working with the local farmers and some fields in Colorado. So wherever we open a store, wherever state it is, we want to support that local community.
Well, I think it's absolutely incredible what you're doing, and I just really want to congratulate you for not only turning your son's life around, but also helping other people to turn their lives around. So one more time, give us the website and all the information so people can contact you.
Absolutely. It's www.101cbd.org. That's the website. That's the simplest way.
Okay.
Our email's there. Our phone number's there. My name's Justin Benton. We have free consultations that you actually can meet via phone or Zoom with my mom, who's the head of research and development, on Tuesdays and Thursdays. We meet with families affected by autism, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, cancer daily for free. We just share our story, what worked for us, and let people just kind of at least, you know, maybe glean something that can help their family as well.
Justin, this is wonderful. Thank you so much, and thank you for your time today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We'll see you again. Tell your mom hi.
Will do.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Hey everyone, it's Ryan from the Cannabis Connoisseur podcast. If you're looking for ways to utilize cannabis to keep you healthy, strong, and sharp, come join us every Wednesday where we dive into the best ways to use cannabis to optimize your life. Topics include cannabis and athletics, cannabis for productivity, cannabis for anxiety, cannabis for a healthy immune system, and so much more. If you're a curious connoisseur, this show is for you. So please head over to our page, and we're looking forward to seeing you this week. Bye.